the bright moon cast an eerie glow on the rocks and wild growth. She'd never liked wooded areas. She thought about murders in the forest preserves where she'd grown up. She thought of stories she'd heard about snakes in the Georgia woods. She glanced behind her. The cop's light bobbed about halfway down the hill. No choice. Gritting her teeth, she braced herself and stepped into the tall grass. Her foot went down on a squishy surface of pine straw and matted grass. A twig snapped, but it held. She took another step, reaching out and felt tree bark in front of her. She sidestepped and moved around it. The ground was uneven and muddy. The drizzling rain fell against the leaves with a sound like soft cymbals. The air smelled cool and freshly washed. Brush tangled around her shins. Her hair and clothes were wet, but she couldn't think about that now. She looked back again, could barely make out the cop. That meant he couldn't see her either. She'd done it. She'd escaped. But he'd be hunting her in these woods soon. Probably call out the cavalry, too. Maybe she could make it to the other side. It was part of a subdivision, after all. She couldn't remember the layout of the forest from her map. Better move faster. She took a quick step, then another. Found a spot where the trees opened up. She started to sprint. Wrong move. Something caught her foot. Down she went. She tried to catch herself on a tree, but her hand scraped across its bark. Her palm skidded across the muddy ground. Damn, she didn't need this now. What had she tripped over? She brushed her hair out of her eyes, hoping she hadn't landed on a slithering snake. Then she froze. Inches away from her face lay a shape. A familiar shape. She stared at it, her breath coming in snatches. Was she hallucinating? It looked like a kid's sneaker. Peeking out from a pile of wet twigs and pine straw, like it had been lost there. Or buried. She reached out and whisked away some of the debris covering it. Her chest tightened. The sneaker had a foot in it. She got to her knees to sweep off more dirt. An ankle? A sock? A hem of denim? Oh, God. It was a leg. A human leg. Small. A child's leg. A girl's leg. A young teen. She found the other sneaker. She was shaking all over by now. Her heart choking her throat, she crawled to the side of what she now realized was a mound. Desperately, she shoved away the muck and grimy pine straw, the dreck someone had used to... She couldn't even think it. To bury someone? Two legs appeared under her hands, clad in a pair of designer jeans. The type hip young girls liked to wear. She kept going and found the bottom hem of a fancy girlish t-shirt. Then two young hands, tied with thick rope, clasped together as if in prayer. Oh God, this couldn't be happening. Tears burned her eyes. She couldn't stop herself. Madly, she brushed away the rest of the dirt, and at last the face appeared. Young, pretty, more than pretty, beautiful, and perfectly still. Dead.